This is the Shofar Wire Midday Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the Watchman report. The patterns are tightening. The signs are multiplying. Yahuwah is speaking, and the nations, steeped in the arrogance of Edom, refuse to listen. We watch, we report, we sound the shofar, for the day is at hand. The hand of Edom is heavy upon the waters, upon the airways, upon the very streets where people walk. And Israel, scattered among them, must discern the truth amidst the deception. Consider the escalating conflict in the Persian Gulf. The so-called defense of the modern state of Israel by the United States, a counterfeit erected upon stolen land, is not a pursuit of peace, but a provocation. Iran responds, not out of strength, but as a reaction to decades of interference, a predictable consequence of Edom's relentless stirring of chaos. This isn't a localized dispute. It's a manifestation of the judgment unfolding upon Edom, as Yeshayahu foretold, a shaking of the nations, a collision of powers vying for dominion. Israel is not called to align with either side, but to recognize this as a fulfillment of prophecy, a foreshadowing of the Great Tribulation. The actions of the United States, fueled by lust for power, echo the arrogance described in Malachi, a blatant disregard for the rightful order of Yahuwah. And the tightening grip extends inward. Across the American landscape, Edom is deploying automated judgment. Weaponized drones, taser drones patrolling neighborhoods. This isn't about safety, it's about control. It's a direct echo of Deuteronomy 28, where Yahuwah warned of oppressors riding upon the high places of the earth, wielding technology to exert dominion. Axon, this shadowy corporation, is equipping aerial sentinels with the power to subdue, to incapacitate without due process. The proliferation of surveillance, the erosion of privacy, each step is a tightening of the noose, a fulfillment of Yahuwah's warning about the expansion of control and the suppression of liberty. This is not progress. It is a descent into darkness, a manifestation of Edom's insatiable lust for power. They declare dominion where Yahuwah has not granted it. The empire centered in Washington, D.C., a modern expression of Edom's ambition, proclaims the Strait of Hormuz open to all vessels. A defiant act, a challenge to the rightful order. This is not about free passage. It's about solidifying Edom's grip on global trade, projecting power in a region steeped in prophetic destiny. It's a mirroring of the ancient struggle for control, a forgetting of the truth that Yahuwah alone determines the rise and fall of kingdoms. The modern state of Israel, a junior partner in this power structure, benefits from this display of force, further entrenching itself in stolen territory and a false sense of security. This is not merely geopolitical maneuvering. It is a spiritual rebellion, a defiance of Yahuwah's sovereignty. The poison spreads. Antisemitism infects the Australian healthcare system. Dozens of testimonies reveal a hostile atmosphere directed toward Jewish patients since October 7th. This is not isolated prejudice. It's a symptom of the ancient hatred of Edom, manifesting in the modern West. Deuteronomy 28 prophesied the contempt and hostility Israel would face in exile, a consequence of disobedience and a sign of the times. The report details discriminatory treatment, verbal abuse, a lack of compassionate care. This is a corruption of the very purpose of healing, a stark illustration of how thoroughly Edom's influence has permeated the morals of the nations. Israel must remain vigilant, discerning the true nature of this escalating animosity. And the darkness deepens in Germany, a nation historically aligned with Edom's agenda. A surge in violent crime, hundreds of cases of group rape, many perpetrated by non-German nationals. The mainstream media frames it as a migration issue, but the Shofar Wire sees it as a consequence of defying Yahuwah's laws. Deuteronomy 7 warns against mingling with foreign gods and the peoples who serve them. Germany, a nation built on rebellion, now reaps what it has sown. The investigation into the grooming gangs in Nuremberg exposes the rot at the heart of this society, a symptom of a deeper spiritual sickness, a rejection of Yahuwah's moral authority. This is not merely a matter of law enforcement. It is a judgment upon a nation that has consistently chosen darkness over light. These are not isolated incidents. They are threads woven into a single tapestry, the unfolding of Yahuwah's judgment upon Edom and the awakening of scattered Israel. The watchman stands alert, discerning the patterns, sounding the alarm. The time is near. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.